Dennis Seidenberg is on with us, along with Darren Millard, Todd Halushko, who I believe you know, and Doug McLean. We're just chatting about at Sidney Crosby. You've played him for as much as anybody. Where do you think his game is at relevant to his career? Dennis?
Yep.
Where do you think Sidney's game is when you compare it to years past?
Well, he's just really dominant out there. He sees the ice unbelievably well. He uses his the guys on the line with exceptionally well. He just knows where they are. And Marshy and Berge just fit really well on his line. So they're very dangerous every time they're on the ice. And I think over the years he's matured and has become even smarter.
Is it true that Todd Halushko was your mentor when you turned pro?
Do you remember him?
Well, at some point he actually was, yeah. I was 18 when I played with him in Germany for a couple of years, and he took me everywhere and took care of me. So he actually was, yes.
What do you mean by took you places? That makes me, as a former coach, that would make me nervous in Germany. Well, Oktoberfest or what?
That was Dennis's job. took us to Oktoberfest. Mind you, he was too young to drink back then. But
well, it's drinking age in Germany is 16.
Oh yeah, so I forgot about that.
12.
Yeah. You couldn't drive. That was it.
Dennis, that was it. Congratulations on the new contract. I think it's obviously a great move. Challenging for you as a veteran who has won at the NHL level to come in and really whether it was on your mind or not, you were playing to try to get an NHL contract. And obviously the success of Team Europe and the way you've played has been a real plus for you.
Yeah, I mean, the whole summer was kind of a little awkward, not knowing where to go, just hanging around trying to look for somewhere to sign. But I think the tournament definitely helped, like you said, and playing with those guys who are a fun bunch of guys and getting to know all those guys and being successful definitely is a great experience. And I'm glad I finally found a place to go, and I'm really looking forward to get going.
Dennis, you just came back from pregame skate. What's the mindset tonight? What's the game plan? What's the belief that this Team Europe can take this to Game 3 against Team Canada?
Well, I think we have to look at the small picture. We can't really look too far ahead or what happened in the last game. I mean, we can't take positives out of it, which were that we hung in there quite a bit. We had good chances. We just couldn't convert on our chances, but they did on theirs. So we just try to focus on our game like we have been in the past and go from there. So there's not much to it.
Team Europe defenseman Dennis Seidenberg with us on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, Todd Halushko, and Doug McLean. Take me back to the start of the tournament, the pre-tournament games, and this contract negotiation that's taking place. What was the level of interest then, and when did it really pick up? Because you've had a really good tournament.
Well, at the beginning of the tournament, there was always like 2-3 teams hanging around, calling in, and then once we got going, I think at some point there were six, seven, eight teams calling. So the interest definitely picked up throughout the tournament, but the negotiations didn't really start till a couple of days ago. I mean, the Islanders came in and made an offer. The other teams all wanted to wait and wait till after the tournament. And I was just kind of had enough, and I just wanted the place to go and decided to go to New York Islanders. So,
what did JP Barry, your agent, say to you after those first two pre-tournament games against North America?
Well, let's get out of here.
Let's sign now.
Well, I didn't play one of them, so yeah. That helped, I guess. I got rested a little bit because we did play a qualifier, but the second one, I mean, we didn't really talk too much about the game. It was all about the tournament and us getting ready for it. But there wasn't really much talk on about those games. But, I mean, those guys are pretty good.
You spent a lot of time with Chara. There's nobody in the league that, as a former coach and manager that, I mean, I just have unbelievable respect for the way he's carried himself, the way he's played the game, the way he's been a captain, everything he's done. What do you see, because you know him better than anybody from being a a partner with him, to being with him in the dressing room. What do you think he's got left in the tank as we move along here? He's got some miles on him, but he's still such a character guy.
No, he's got a lot left. I mean, his motivation is so big every day. He just wants to prove everybody wrong that he's in unbelievable shape like he has been in the past. And like you said, once he's on the ice, he's still very dominant. His reach is unbelievable long. And I think just having the privilege playing with him over the last few years just showed me how to carry yourself and how to be a leader and just bring it every game. And he does that. And he definitely does have a few more years left.
Yeah. Hey, Dennis, back to the World Cup real quick. I know that having the family around is pretty cool. And guys, Dennis has got three beautiful children, Story, Noah, and Breaker. How cool has it been for these guys? And I think especially we were talking, you're saying Breaker loves to be around in the dress room and try to get her trading card signed. How has that been for them? They must just be jacked with this.
Well, they got to come to a couple of games early in the tournament and actually just got back yesterday. And like you said, my little one, he loves suddenly started loving his trading cards and carries them around sleeping with them and just looking at them, knowing all the teams, all the guys. So it's a great experience for him. The girls, I mean, they enjoy going there, but they're not quite into it as much. But for a little boy, it's something special.
But tell us the truth. He says, Dad, can you get me in Team Canada's room?
I mean, he definitely loves Marshy, so... and Marshy always plays with him and just he absolutely loves him, but he actually would say that, yes.
Does he spear him or anything or slash him?
No, that's like the kind of guy he's off the ice, only on the ice.
Well, that attitude's going to change the first time that you face the Boston Bruins
exactly.
This year and Brad Marchand. Great success in this tournament for you individually and as a team, and congratulations on the deal with the New York Islanders. We look forward to watching you this season, but maybe two games left in this World Cup. Thanks for joining us on a game day.
Good luck.
So really
Thanks,
appreciate
Dennis.
It. Good luck, bud.
Thanks for having me.